joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 win at Shoreham in the FA Cup. Alan, are you a relieved man standing here? For a very long time, it looked like a shock on the cards.
It was awful first half, first 45. I had to have a very good again. Make some changes, put some subs on. I didn't think I managed very well today, to be honest. I should have had Wayne Finney on the bench. Never. So that's bad management by me. Probably picked the wrong side to start with. That's bad management by me. So more than the players, I think I blame myself, to be honest. Then fair play to the players coming out second half and playing in their half all the time. You kind of say, well, lucky second half because we had all the play and all the chances. But first half wasn't very good. But like you say, I blame myself on that. So take the pressure off the players a bit. We've done all right. It was made bad, the office. You know, we've had days now, bollock him. It's about time I took some stick myself.
There was only one change from the starting lineup on Saturday, but that change of personnel meant a change in formation, switching to 4-3-3. Was that a mistake in hindsight?
Well, actually, didn't go that way. It was actually a 4-4-2, but Lodgy had a lot of space on his side, so it went on. And as you know, Lodgy was diabolical first off, like all with the two wingers, one non-existent. So it ended up looking like that, but really it was a 4-4-2, so that's how disjointed we were in the first half. Second half, we just had to have a go, and we had to put Huckle on for his height, till he's got a knock. Put Phil on, just wish he could start games the way he finishes them. He's got a goal and done well for her, and obviously we changed a lot, and Bobby scored, and the two frontmen have scored again.
The pitch looks fairly hard going out there. The grass looked particularly long. How difficult was it for the players?
I'm not knocking out. It's very difficult. I'm not knocking out at all. It looks all right from the side, but when you get on there, it's bumpy and it's horrible. And it's a horrible place to come. So, like you say, I'll give it credit to the lads. You deserve a credit today. Coming back, and it could have been a shock again. We keep seeing it. I think we would have lost this game last year. But, yes, massive improvement we need. And somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have an outstanding game for us.
What's the news on Jason Turley's injury? You took him off at half time.
His knee, I think he's got his knee. I think it is. I haven't asked him, you know, you just make a change and you get on with it. I'll see him in a minute when we're getting a change room, but he's had a bit of a bad time with injuries, really. And, you know, we've just got to make sure he's okay.
Next round, we've got Ashford or Leatherhead at home. Yeah. Are you pleased to have a team in your own division at home? Is it more difficult to come to places like this?
You take what you want. Really, you want to lure teams if you know disrespect to these a day. You do. I'm sure Ashford and Leatherhead will be a tough game, but we'll at least win the hat and we'll look forward to that. And it's 2 weeks' time and it's better than this time last season. It's been a good month, to be honest. But, you know, we'll let it improve, obviously, then, but I think we will improve in there. You know, we'll improve against the teams in our league. We don't lose many games, you know.
Carl Wilson, Dennis and Bobby Traynor both got on the score sheet today. How well are they forming a partnership?
Well, great. Carl, I thought, been doing well the last couple of weeks and Bobby scores goals and we were screaming on the side for Bobby to take our free kick and I fancied him. It was a good finish and he scores goals and even if they're not having good times like today, we'll stop your first half, you still keep them sort of players on. It's like Lodgy, I thought he was a disgrace first half and I've had a right crack at him, the two wide ones, but he's come second half, he's taking people on, he's hurting teams, but and that's why you keep them players on for. Last season I probably would have dragged him, to be honest, but I'm trying to learn that you keep the players who might do something for you, you keep them on, and I'll fair play them.
You haven't made very many changes in all of the games so far this season. Is what we've seen today and what we've seen in the first few games, is that your strongest 11, do you think, at the moment?
No, I don't think so. Like, obviously, it'll probably get out. I've put a couple of 7 days in for people. The lads who are on the bench who are unlucky because they're on the bench at the minute and they're thinking they should be in the first team. And I agree with one or two of them, to be honest. But when you get 10 points and you're second top of the league and you're in the next round of the FA Cup, I'll be mad to leave people out, to tell you the truth, or you keep it as strong as you can. But if you think I did last season, I waited too long before I changed it, I won't make the same mistake. It's my job on the line, to be honest. The lads who are playing there, they're not going to find me another job if I got sacked at King's Dunion. So I've got to make sure I do what's right, like, you know.
Do you feel a bit damned if you do, damned if you don't come into a place like this? You know, if we lose, your neck's really on the line. But if we win, people shrug their shoulders and say, well, we should win anyway.
You just got to get the result. In a league, you need consistency, you do, in a league. And but in cups like this, it's about result. That's the only thing what matters. You get the result and come out here. I'll settle for a performance like that and keep winning games in the FA Cup. And that's all it's about. And that's when the teams do well out of our leagues, because they have a little bit of luck. To be honest, I didn't think we were lucky today because I thought we grounded out, but yes, we should come here and win. I'm not knocking that, but we haven't got the right to do that. In the first half, they needed another bollocking at half time, another, you know, shouting and swearing again, but that's been it, like, you know.